Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Out of the order, got it done for Atlanta tonight, at least to this point offensively. The pitch. Swing and a high fly ball wallop deep right field. Back goes Judge. Leaping try. It's a home run. Austin Riley is finally on the board, his first homer of the year, and he's going to mix it up as the Braves extend the lead.
Yeah, Yanks lost to the Braves last night, so the Yankees have now dropped 9 of 12. They are tied for the worst win percentage right now in the American League, which is not exactly where the Yankees normally reside, and they can't figure out how to beat Tampa, but that's a carryover from last season. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. 803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-550-2550 on the Yankees beat for Sports Illustrated is Max Goodman, and he's joining us on the West Her Hotline. Max, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good. Now, again, I'm a Met fan, so I'm really fine with the Yankees playing badly, but there are a lot of Yankee fans here in Western New York, so I don't want to make fun of them. Should they be freaking out if they're already not panicking? Should they be panicking at this point?
No, I think it's still too early to start pressing the panic button. We're only 17 games in. Even the best teams go through some pretty rough patches throughout a 162-game season. But if they don't start to turn it around soon, and I'm looking at, you know, next eight games are on the road against not the best teams in the league. If we come out of that road trip and see the Yankees still, you know, seven games below 500 and limping back home, then maybe we can start to talk a little bit about making some more changes. But I think that we're still looking at a team that has the potential to be a contender to win the division and a contender to go deep into the postseason. They just have a lot of work to do to get there.
I'm looking at their stats and specifically their lineup and what they're doing offensively, Max. And I know, I mean, it's April and the weather's not necessarily conducive all the time to baseball and all those other stuff. But as a team, they're batting 205. I mean, that is eye-popping. So what is the problem? A lot of these guys are under the Mendoza line.
Yeah, last night when Gary Sanchez struck out, I believe it was in the bottom of the ninth, I was looking up at the Jumbotron, and only three members of the starting lineup have a batting average over 200. Sanchez's average went from, I believe it was 205 to 200 flat. And it's not just batting average, guys. I mean, they're last in slugging, they're last in OPS, they're not hitting home runs. They're 23rd with 17 home runs this year in 17 games. They're hitting one home run a game, and that's not what you think of when you look at the Yankees. When you see pinstripes, you think of a high octane offense, and I think that what we're seeing is just the perfect storm in the worst way of all of these individual struggles, and they can't string together rallies. They can't drive runners in when they have runners in scoring position. Even if DJ LeMahieu was hitting, you know, better in terms of his average, he's still rolling over when the bases are loaded, and Aaron Judge can't do everything on his own, you know? So when your entire lineup is working through an early season slump and you only have a few guys that are relatively consistent that you can count on, it's a recipe for disaster as far as I'm concerned. So, again, all of these guys have the potential to be, maybe not everyone in the starting lineup, but I think we can agree that there are plenty of all-star caliber players on this team. It's just they are not starting out this season out of the gates to their potential and what we usually see from them.
Not the single one guy out, but I mean, I think anytime a team is struggling, you know, typically the guys with the larger contracts will come under far greater scrutiny. So Giancarlo Stanton, I want to ask you about that because, I mean, I didn't realize what he was hitting. I always liked him because when he was in Miami, he crushed the Mets. 158, I mean, woof. What kind of, how much criticism is he hearing from the media and the fans down there?
I think Stanton gets the most boos out of everybody. I guess Aaron Hicks has been up there too with his struggles as of late, and he got benched the other night, but then was back in the starting lineup, and I don't think he did anything last night, if I recall. It's really just those two that as soon as they make contact and it's a weak pop-up or a ground ball or a strikeout, the entire stadium just erupts in boos. And, you know, we're talking about 20% capacity, so it's not as bad as it could be, but it sounds a whole lot more than just, you know, a couple fans over 10,000. And, you know, Stanton has a couple home runs. He's hit the ball hard a decent amount to start the year, but you're right. I mean, 150-something is not going to cut it, and Hicks is working through some adjustments he needs to make. Gleyber Torres hasn't been hitting either. It's the big names and the players that we've seen go on absolute tears on offense earlier in their careers that are just starting ice cold.
So let me ask you this. Max Goodman with us covers the Yankees for SI. People that I follow, whether it's media members or whatever, that are Yankee fans, I will see something close to this tweet. Like, if George Steinbrenner was alive, this wouldn't be happening. Somebody would have been fired. Hal Steinbrenner doesn't care. What about all that stuff?
Well, last night there was a Fire Boone chant going on throughout the last couple innings at Yankee Stadium, which, at least since I've been there this season, I don't think I've missed a home game yet. That's the first time I've heard that. At a certain point, I think he's already on the hot seat. I wouldn't fire anybody just yet because, again, we're you know, less than 3 weeks worth of games into the season, and teams will go on stretches like this, whether it's now or June or August. It's all about having a healthy roster and finding your rhythm at the end of a season. But it's definitely fair to criticize. I mean, you got to – well, I'll say this. When Brian Cashman came on the Yankees Zoom room on the off day, he was saying that, you know, not only is this team always looking to – improve the roster, which would imply that there could potentially be some sort of trade or looking to acquire some help down the road, but he's also doing, you know, internal evaluations all the way from the manager to the pitching coach, the hitting coach, the infielding coach, the outfielding coach, the third base coach. Like, every single coach and every single player is being evaluated as this season begins. And as much as maybe it's not transpiring as it would if George was in charge, at a certain point, we're talking about the New York Yankees and a team with World Series aspirations and expectations. So if this record continues to go south and in this direction, I think we'll start to see change relatively soon.
Well, Max, appreciate you coming on with us this morning. Thanks for giving us a little time and a little insight on what's going on with the Pinstripes.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Anytime.